Hello, and welcome to Today on the Bus. I am Emily, and I'm here to talk to you today about riding the bus. I've been a Portland public transit rider since 2010, and I have encountered a lot of really weird and funny shit, and I know there are a ton of other people out there who have also encountered some really weird and funny shit. I want to hear your stories, and I also selfishly want to tell my own stories, but really I just want to have a podcast dedicated to reading bus stories, because so many people ride the fucking bus. It's great. And I think that it's weird that there's nothing out there where we get to hear other people's bus stories, because I fucking love talking about it. So I'm going to start this podcast out by sharing a story of my own. And then I'm actually, because that story is kind of, not to be mean to my own self, but it's kind of shitty, I'm going to read a post from a Portland blog that's called TriMet Diaries. TriMet is the public agency in Portland that operates Mass Transit, which is the bus and the light rail, and it's a great blog. The TriMet Diaries is like a great blog where they have some really great stories from other people. But it's not a podcast, so it sounds good. Okay, so before I begin this journey with you all, I do want to make it clear that I don't want this to be a podcast where I just sit around and like trash other bus riders or complain about how shitty it is to ride the bus. Because even though it is shitty, also sometimes it's really great and you get to experience a lot of different kind of people. The people watching is wonderful. And also it's just, I honestly feel like it's a privilege that it even exists for me and others like me. So I just want to put that out there before I get things started. So anyway, also just so we're clear from the outset here, this podcast is also kind of a vanity project for me. Also I'm drinking right now, if that means anything to anyone. Okay, so here we go with the first story. I call this story Scooter Lady. And if you know me, you have 100% heard this story. Probably more than once. So I'm really sorry that you have to hear it again, but if you haven't heard it and you ride the bus, I'm hopeful that you will appreciate it. But this is the story that actually inspired me to start this podcast, so here we go. Scooter Lady. I have been dealing with Scooter Lady for 7 years. I consider her to be my bus nemesis, and I think that when I'm done with this story, the majority of you will understand why. So I first encountered her on the MAX, which is Portland's light rail, back in 2010. And the reason I call her Scooter Lady is because for some stupid fucking reason, she totes around an adult-sized collapsible scooter with her everywhere she goes, like a Razor scooter, but for grown-ups. This isn't a judgment of adults who choose to ride scooters, but also, like, don't bring that shit on the bus because it's super annoying and inconvenient for other people who are on the bus who don't want your scooter to be fucking banging into their knees all the time if you sit next to them. Also, since I've been dealing with her over the past 7 years, I've seen her ride it one time. And that was, like, a year ago. So I don't really get why she has it with her all the time. Okay, so she's an older woman. She's probably in her mid to late 60s. She kind of looks like a witch. She has this really silvery, longish hair. She's small. She's a little witchy-looking woman. She carries around her scooter. And she also has a giant fucking backpack that is stuffed with newspapers, like dozens and dozens of copies of the Oregonian, which I guess that's probably an exaggeration, but goddammit, that backpack is full of newspapers. And then she has a bike helmet that she wears when she gets on the bus, and then when she sits down, she clips it to her backpack. And also, she always has on these biking gloves, and then she typically wears like a big North Face raincoat, because it's Portland, and everybody here wears a big North Face raincoat. And the gloves, I guess, are to protect her from getting blisters when she's not riding her scooter, because she doesn't fucking ride that thing. And I don't know why or how, but for some reason, the scooter lady always ends up sitting right next to me on the bus, always. Probably because I sit in the same seat every time I ride the bus if I can, because it sucks the wheel well, and I can put my stuff next to me and Anyway, it doesn't matter. She always fucking sits next to me on the bus. So she gets on with all of her crap and she sits down next to me. And then as soon as she sits down, she puts her scooter between her legs. She pulls her backpack onto her lap. She takes off her gloves and stuffs them in her jacket. And then she takes her jacket off. So imagine all of this happening right like next to you and you're smashed onto a bus. It's horrible. And then once she's situated, she digs around her backpack for her newspaper, which she reads for the entirety of your trip, fully extended. So her hand is always like right in your face if you end up sitting next to her. She's this teeny tiny lady who takes up more space than any person I've ever met, which is saying a lot. Like, she's tiny. She takes up space. It's pretty goddamn rude. And I first encountered her on the MAX when she and I were both commuting from Northeast Portland to downtown Portland. So for as long as I rode the MAX in Portland, I would see her. And then I ended up moving and I didn't see her anymore because I started riding the bus and it was great. I mean, it was kind of terrible sometimes, but it was great not seeing her. Then in June of 2014, I moved to a whole new neighborhood and started riding a whole new bus. It's the bus I still ride now, which I'm not going to disclose, obviously, on this podcast what Portland bus I ride, but I still ride it. And then not long after I started riding it, I noticed that she was back in my life. And I got super sad and also kind of mad at the same time. It's an emotion I'm sure a lot of you have experienced. So one morning last summer, I'm on the bus and I'm so happy because it's honestly empty. There was maybe 5, at the most 10 people on that bus, and it was a fucking dream come true. And if you ride the bus, you know what I'm talking about. An empty bus is the best bus. So I was really excited. Then the bus pulled up to her stop and I realized where we were because I fucking know which fucking stop she gets off or on the bus at. And I saw her get on and I kind of panicked because I didn't want her to sit by me and ruin this joyous day. So I did something that I never do ever. I had never done it up to that point and I really haven't done it since. I put my shit on the seat next to me. And I'm sure if you're a bus rider, you understand why I choose not to do that. It's because it's fucking rude. Because you didn't pay for 2 seats. You paid for 1 seat. You don't get to put your stuff on the seat next to you. That's not how it works. But I didn't want her fucking sit by me, so I did it. I bit the bullet and I did it. So what does she do? She gets on the bus. She makes her way to the back of the bus. And she fucking tries to sit down next to me and put her body on top of my things. She like kind of backed up into my seat and hovered her shit, her butt. She hovered her ass over my stuff and she stood there and kind of looked at me. And then she said, well, are you going to move your things? And I said, nope. And she stood there for a minute. And then she said, okay, well, just so you know, if the bus were full, I would speak to the bus driver about this because you really shouldn't be taking up 2 seats. And so I said, okay, well, the bus isn't full. And just so we're clear here, anyone else can sit in this seat. I just don't want to sit by you. And so she stared at me for like 10 seconds and blinked a whole bunch of times. And then she laughed and said, ha, okay. And then sat down next to some poor guy sitting across from me rather than taking one of the many empty seats available to her on the bus. And then she actually pulled out her flip phone and took a picture of me. So yeah, after that, that encounter really stressed me out because I don't like to fucking talk to people like that when I'm on the bus. I just want to fucking sit in my seat and go to work and not have to tell you that I don't want to sit by you. So I started taking a later bus and it's not as convenient for me, but I would rather be slightly inconvenienced and be a little late to work rather than deal with her for 40 minutes every morning. And I'm know that I could probably take the bus earlier, but actually, no, I cannot take the bus earlier because that's too hard and I'm not a morning person. And also, I don't drink my coffee until I get to work. It's just not a good situation for me. I have tried and I can't. And that's all there is to it. And honestly, I actually did see her a week ago because I needed to get to work a little early. So I took an earlier bus and I was like, I'm sure I want to see her to this time. But no, I did see her this time and she tried to sit by me, so I got up and moved. It was really annoying. Luckily, on my commute home, I actually don't take the same bus I take in the morning because there's another one that drops me off further away from my house and I want to get my steps in. So Yeah, that's actually super convenient for me. Anyway, I know that this story is really complainy and whiny, and I know I said that that's not what I want, but that's actually... Scooter Lady is the reason... I tell that story to a lot of people, and then I decided one day that I wanted to tell it to more people, so I started this podcast. But so to kind of counteract how bitchy that story is, I'm going to read the Tribet Diaries story to kind of balance things out and hopefully set, you know, the actual tone that I want for this podcast. So this story was submitted by a guy whose name is Bill Reagan, and it's called My Nemesis Revealed. Also, really quickly, side note, my dad's going to fucking scream with joy if he ever listens to this podcast. Because he's been making fun of me, like, for my whole life because I fucking love to read shit out loud. And he likes to just give me a hard time about it. So knowing that I started an entire podcast dedicated to me reading people's stories out loud is going to give him immense joy. So you're welcome, Dad. Okay, here it goes. This is called My Nemesis Revealed. The guy sports a Van Dyke, which should tell you everything you need to know. If you're not familiar, the Van Dyke is part soul patch, part handlebar mustache. Think Three Musketeers or the painted beard for the V for Vendetta mask. He's a good-looking 20-something. He's well-dressed, and it's easy to picture him in his natural habitat, drinking canned beer at this month's trendy dive bar, quietly besting every earnestly mutton-chopped man with his black belt-level hipster facial adornment. We've both ridden the number 35 for years, though not always together. My schedule is static, his seems flexible, so it's only a few shared rides a month, but I always notice him when he gets on, wanting to take his picture and sending it to lookatthisfuckinghipster.com. He's always aloof, not talking to his fellow riders, and considering I've seen most of my fellow 35ers at King Burrito and other neighborhood cheap eat spots, but never him, I imagine him traveling to Farm or Ron Tom's for dinner so that he could eat with his own kind. Fine by me. Last week, I had a two-seater to myself when he got on and sat down beside me. I said good morning, and he gave a silent nod, meeting but not exceeding the minimum courtesy guidelines for public transit. He started getting out a book, which I imagined would be David Foster Wallace, or perhaps Catcher in the Rye, but it turned out to be a children's chapter book. I was trying to fit that book into my preconceptions of his life as Portlandia skid existence when I heard his voice for the first time. He was audibly struggling to read the large type text, sounding it out slowly, clearly focused on the words more than the sentences. As he read, his finger inched along the page to accompany the labored soundtrack of syllables, and I began hurriedly deconstructing the damning picture of him that I had assembled using years' worth of insignificant and inaccurate so-called clues. He wasn't aloof, but shy, and avoiding conversation meant avoiding the struggle to communicate. He probably didn't eat at King Burrito because the massive billboard of a menu over the cash register, all words, no pictures, was a flagrant taunt of his capabilities. He wasn't a hipper-than-thou trend follower, but a guy who probably felt different every single day and chose a look that made him feel special for reasons he had some control over. In every regard, I had been wrong. I stared out the window, listening to his quiet syllables, suffocating in my own shame. When my stop arrived, I wished my seatmate a good day and hoped it was the first time he had ever noticed me. I hate to think he spent the last few years dismissing me as a judgmental bastard who stupidly assesses people based on superficial information, and if he had, I hoped he would never know how right he had been. So that story really stuck with me the first time I read it, and I also realized it's like a complete contrast to the story I just told about me. So I just thought it would be a good one to share for this first episode. And I highly recommend checking out TriNet Diaries. It hasn't been updated since January, but they are still active on Twitter, and they just have a lot of really great stories. And if you're interested in, you know, knowing more about what it's like to ride Portland Public Transit, it's a great place to start. Also, I realize that Portland public transit is pretty tame compared to a lot of other places that provide public transportation, and so I really, really do hope that people send me their stories from all over the United States or even other countries if this blog or podcast ever makes it out that far. Anyway, that's the first episode. Thank you so much for checking out Today on the Bus. I hope you enjoyed it at least a little bit. I'm really, really hopeful that someone will send me a story to read. You can find me in a lot of different places. You can email me. I am at todayonthebuspc@gmail.com. I'm also on Facebook, facebook.com/todayonthebuspc. I'm also on Twitter at todayonthebuspc. Also, if you have a story that's really good, but you don't want to have to write it out, or you think that you don't want me to read it, which is kind of ridiculous, but I guess I get it, you can call me and leave me a voicemail at 971-319-1706, and then I will play your message. It'll be super fun, and then you'll get to tell your story your way. So I hope you enjoyed this. Join me next week. I have one more story of my own to tell that also a lot of you probably already know. It's about a weird bus driver who gave me a note one time. Really quickly, I want to thank Dectonic for the show music. You can find Dectonic online at Dectonic.com. So that was super fun. I can't wait to hear your stories. And thank you so much for tuning in. Goodbye. Lift.